I did my best to stay positive, but more often than not, I felt pissed off and exhausted. I felt sorry for myself. And then I would read blogs that said having cancer led to a greater appreciation for everything in life. I wanted to feel changed and inspired to advocate and see the blessings in the little things, and sometimes I did, but quite often I didn't. I felt angry at myself for not being as positive as these other patients. I felt I should be more grateful, more positive, more fill in your own happy word. And then I got into this crazy cycle of feeling badly and then feeling badly that I felt badly. I know that many people had it worse. My cancer is treatable and even preventable with the HPV vaccine. But grief, sadness, and anger aren't reserved for only some. If we took everyone who suffered a tragedy, lined them up by some rank of who has it worst, would only the last person in line be allowed to feel sorry for themselves? Just because someone has it worst doesn't make your struggles any less valid. You empathize with others, but your situation may be pretty crappy too. I live now by the motto, it's okay to not be okay. Whatever I'm feeling, good or bad, it's okay. I allow myself to cry, to yell, to be pissed or depressed. People write inspirational blogs to give others strength and advocate for change, but sometimes it's nice to hear that people are struggling with your own difficult emotions. I read blogs like Facebook posts now, glimpses into the best of people's lives. Most people don't post pictures of themselves crying in the fetal position on the floor. They write about getting up and moving on. But we all have those moments of sheer frustration and anger and debilitating sadness, and that's okay too. I've learned that in these moments, I am not alone. There are, unfortunately, many others feeling the same way. And maybe in some way, that brings comfort. You don't always have to be positive. It's okay to not be okay. With a perspective, I'm Anna Reyes.